translation and purport.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 3, Text Number 35. Yadi dasyasya brahmatan varanme varadottama bhutebhyastha visrishtebhyo prityirmabhun mama prabho. O my Lord, O best of the givers of benediction, if you will kindly grant me the benediction I desire, please let me not meet death from any of the living entities created by you. Repeat, O my Lord, O best of the givers of benediction, if you will kindly grant me the benediction I desire, please let me not meet death from any of the living entities created by you. Purport. After being created from the navel of Garbhadesai Vishnu, Lord Brahma, the original created living being within the universe, created many other different types of living entities to reside in this universe. Therefore, from the beginning of creation, the living entities were born of a superior living entity. Ultimately, Krishna is the supreme living being, the father of all others. Aham Bija Pradapita, he is the seed-giving father of all living entities. Thus far, Hiranyakashipu has adored Lord Brahma as the supreme personality of Godhead and has expected to become immortal by the benediction of Lord Brahma. Now, however, having come to understand that even Lord Brahma is not immortal, because at the end of the millennium, Lord Brahma will also die, Hiranyakashipu is very carefully asking him for benediction that will be almost as good as immortality. His first proposal is that he not be killed by any of the different forms of living entities created by Lord Brahma within this material world. Om Ajnana Timirandasya. అది అక్కడ మైక్ ఉంది, అక్కడ కూర్చోయా, అక్కడి నుంచి అని పడుతుంది. అక్కడ కూడా స్పీకర్ బాక్స్ ఉంది. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన సలాక చక్షుర్ ఉన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితమైన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కథామయం దదాపదాంతకం. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరవభక్త వృత. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ్ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. సో ఐ వాజ్ రిమెంబరింగ్ ఎ స్టోరీ యెస్టర్డే విచ్ ఐ వాజ్ రీడింగ్. హియర్ Hiranyakashipu, the demon, he did not worship Lord Vishnu. You know English? What is your qualification?
MSc.
MSc? Where is our mathematician? You know, in our temple also we have a mathematician. You know? The missing, the three are here. The fourth one is MSc Mathematics. This is MSc Biochemistry. That is MSc Zoology. This is MSc, again another biochemistry. Is that right? So MSc Mathematics is missing. So Hiranyakashipu was a demon. Demons want sense enjoyment. That is a demon. Demon, we don't think Ravana is a demon or Kamsa is a demon. Anyone who is trying to find enjoyment in this world is a demon. Anyone who is trying to, without devotional service, if you are trying to enjoy your life, that means we are a small demon. Hiranyakashipu is a big demon. we are trying to be followers of Hiranyakashipu. We are supposed to be followers of Prahlad Maharaj. But unfortunately, our professors are demons, our parents are demons, our leaders are demons, and they are guiding us, and we are also helplessly we are all trying to become demons. Now Prabhupada is a follower of Prahlad Maharaj. So he is trying to break that chain. Don't follow the parampara of demons. You follow the parampara of devotees. Follow Narada. Follow Prahlad. Follow Pandavas. Like that. No? So, I was remembering a story. This Hiranyakashipu, he did not worship Lord Vishnu. Because if you worship Lord Vishnu, you will develop your spiritual life. That's why people want to worship Durga. People want to worship Shiva. People want to worship Ganesh. Nowadays people even don't worship them. They want to worship Ayyappa. They want to worship Enkaya Swami, Sai Baba. That would be completely foolish. Anyway, this Hiranyakashipu was not as foolish as people of the present day. He was somewhat intelligent. So he worshipped Brahma, very big man. He is the creator of the universe on behalf of Krishna. Krishna is the creator, just like I am the head of ISKCON Food Relief Foundation in name. But practically somebody is doing the job. Chandrakesar Das. Like that, in name, Krishna is the creator. Everything is in his control. But he doesn't do it directly. Alright, you do it. And I give you the appointment. I appointed Chandrakesar, you do it. And I gave him the power. Everything provided, you do it. Like that, Lord Vishnu, he has all the power. He has all the abilities. But he wanted to engage his devotees. I don't appoint an unknown person as my branch head. I appoint somebody who is my chamcha. Alright, he listens to me nicely. Alright, you do it. Not that somebody who fights with me, somebody whom I don't know, appoint. That doesn't happen. So, Vishnu has selected Brahma. Alright, you are my devotee. So I give you the position of Brahma and I give you the Shakti to create. Not everybody can create. You know? Suppose I give you a bottle of air, a bottle of water, and a little firewood, and a bottle of earth. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Panchabhutas. I give you. And I tell you, please make some living entity, like a little sparrow. Sparrow is what? Pichka, correct. So sparrow is a bird. If you cut all the things in sparrow, you will find only them. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. And I give them and I ask you to do it. They are not possible. Although the sparrow has these panchabhutas, but with panchabhutas you cannot make sparrow. Because Krishna has not given you the power. For Brahma, Krishna gave the power. Krishna gave Brahma earth, water, air, fire, ether, and he said, you create 84 lakhs of species. You create human beings, you create birds, you create plants, you create this, that. And Brahma was given the formula. We don't know the formula, how life comes. So we cannot do it. So the point is, Brahma was worshipped by Hiranyakashipu. What Hiranyakashipu wanted? Hiranyakashipu wanted, like all of us want big position. Is it right? Suppose you are working as a lecturer and you are given the post of a professor, director. You will go or not? You will go. Rush. You will hurry. You are a small lecturer in a small college and from the President of India you get a letter. You are appointed director of All India Institute of Medical Sciences. You don't care whether your qualification or not. Ah! You say everybody. But you don't know the responsibilities. And this is Brahma was worshipped by Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu, what does he want? He wants the supreme position. Number two, he wants to be the most powerful person. And number three, he wanted deathlessness, no death. All of us want to be deathless, is that right? Nobody wants to die. So we want to be deathless. So Hiranyakashipu approached Brahma, make me deathless and make me the most powerful person and give me the highest post. But Hiranyakashipu learned that Brahma himself is not permanent. Brahma cannot, suppose you go to a beggar and ask him 1 crore rupees. It's a joke. You go to a beggar and ask him, give me 1 crore. Fool. He doesn't know himself what he can give you. So he understood. Brahma cannot give me deathlessness. Because at the kalpa anta, Brahma himself has to die. Alright. Instead of tapasya not go waste. Alright, what should I ask? He cannot give me immortality. Alright, indirectly. In one word, immortality is there. In one word. But he understood that Brahma cannot give it. Alright, then he is putting conditions, clauses. My dear sir, see that I will not be killed by any of these living entities. Brahma said, all right, that I can give you. He said, give me the position. All right, you are above Indra, you are above Chandra, you are above this, you are above that. But you cannot be above Vishnu. You cannot be above Shankar. You cannot be above Brahma. Because they are giving you what the best they can give you. And almost equal to Brahma. But because he is begging from Brahma, he cannot be equal to Brahma. If Hiranyakashipu can become Brahma himself, why should he go and ask for blessings from Brahma? So, Hiranyakashipu asked this way, that way, that way, this way. So the story I was remembering, which I read from one time, Ravan, he met Narad. Narad is going skyways, space traveler. And Ravan, he saw Narad, because he was very proud. He knows that nobody is more powerful than me. He said, hey Narad, come here. Then Narad thought, why should I have fights and arguments? Let me go. So he came there. Narad came to Ravan. And You tell me what is the benefit of chanting Om. You tell me what is the benefit of chanting Om. Hiranyakashipu, all the mantras, every mantra starts with Om, Om. And Narada said, if I have to tell you, but this is not the way to ask me. You cannot approach Guru like that. Hey, you tell me this. The Guru is not mobilized to tell you like that. There is a way to approach Guru. I am a fool. I am surrendered to you kindly. I don't know what is the power of Om. Please tell me. Then Narada said, that is not the way to get knowledge from a Guru. Then he said, this Ravana said, all right, my dear Narada, now he became a little soft. My dear Narada, you tell me. Then Narada told, you will not understand if I tell you. Because if you are a drunkard, Ravana has 18,000 wives. And always, daily night, he has to drink, daily. So, how such people can understand spiritual things? Their mind is rotten. So, Narada said, you don't understand. Then, Ravana became very angry. I'm a Brahmin, and I know slokas so many. And I am so intelligent. Why do you say I don't understand? You are all trying to argue with Narada. Then Narada kept quiet because that's not the way to exchange knowledge. When you want to exchange knowledge, there should be a conducive atmosphere. Asking questions, humbly listening, inquiring. So this Ravana is very proud. Narada kept quiet. There's no way. Then he said, I will kill you. Ravana said, I will kill you if you don't tell me. Then he called him Chandrahasa. Chandrahasa is the, sword. That Chandrahasa can go through walls, can go through metals. There's a special Ravana's sword. If he leaves it, he cannot escape. He may go here and there, he will go through the walls and come out and kill you. So, Ravana, he left his Chandrahas sword. It went through Narada, but Narada did not die. Then he said, what? He called other weapons. Like this, so many weapons are coming. Is saying. And Narada was just taking them in his hand. They were not attacking him. Taking them, they will be useful to you sometime in the future. Please keep it. Take this. Don't waste them. You need them at some time. So take it back. And then Narada told, you cannot kill me. I want to be like that. You cannot kill me because no weapon was killing Narada. I want to be like that. Tell me what I have to do. It is very simple. Narada said, you do only one thing and you will also become immortal like me. You have to worship Vishnu. You have to chant his name. I will never do that. Ravana said, I will never do that. So the point is, like we were singing in that bhajan also, leaving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you go to become happy anywhere you like. But you will not become happy. Because only by worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will enter spiritual life. And your whole life will change. Because he has the blessings. Anyone who comes, if you don't come to him, then no one can give you that kind of blessings. So, any living entity in this world, if he wants to be happy, he has to come to Vishnu. Or Vishnu's incarnation in Kali Yuga, it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So once you come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant his names, you get so much happiness and you become so fearless and you are so satisfied, so full. Now you become a preacher automatically. You know, when you are very, very happy, when you have all knowledge, naturally you want to help others. Let's say you cannot pay a preacher. Suppose I tell you, I will give you every month 20,000, please go out and preach. You will not preach. But when you become very happy, when you are full in knowledge, then nobody has to tell you, because you want to go and talk to everybody. You want to go and tell, solve everybody's problems and like that. So that's why no one is greater than a Vaishnava. Anyone who becomes a Krishna devotee, that is the biggest post after Krishna, it is the devotee. After that, Shankar, Brahma, this, that, all other posts. So, next to Krishna, the post is called devotee. After that, all the demigods, all other things. So, today, we'll be starting to hear from the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation of Krishna in Kali Yuga. And he came at a time when people have no qualification at all. In Kali Yuga, people have no qualification. What are the qualifications? If you want to be a gentleman, you need 4 qualifications. Otherwise, you are not a gentleman. You may be gentleman by dress, but by your mentality, you are a rogue. You are a bad person. You know, Gandhi said, you cannot be gentleman by wearing clothes. Suppose you wear nice clothes. That doesn't mean that you are a gentleman. If you are a greedy person, if you are a lusty person, if you are an envious person, if you are a selfish person, just because you are looking good, just because you are looking good, that doesn't mean that you are also good inside. If you want to be good inside, then you should be a spiritually advanced person. Because all good qualities are there with the soul. So as you advance in spiritual life, by chanting God's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. As you daily chant Hare Krishna, no matter what bad person you are, but you are destined, you are bound to become a very great personality. There is no doubt. Anyone who starts chanting Hare Krishna, you will become a very great person, provided you don't stop. Not that today you are hearing the class and you are hearing this kind of bull, you heard something, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and after that you go home and you are attracted to Maya again, you are attracted to materialism again, you are attracted to worldly things again, and your Hare Krishna stops, then you are no more a great man. Only great people can chant God's name. What is that? Only great people can chant God's name. People who are vulgar, people who are bad, people who are foolish, they cannot chant God's names. That is certain. They talk anything and everything except God's name, they will do anything. That's why people are doing. And they are suffering. And they are in trouble. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come in a very bad time where no one is good. No Brahmins are there, no Kshatriyas are there, no Vaishyas are there. Everybody is a Sudra. Sudra means one who is only for bodily enjoyment is a Sudra. One who is only for God is a Brahmin. One who is only for bodily enjoyment is a Sudra. So now everybody in this world, they are simply trying for bodily enjoyment. Nobody has knowledge that I am a soul. I will only be happy when I practice spiritual life. Nobody has idea. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called what? Audharya Avatar. Krishna is called Leela Purushottam, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Krishna did all these leelas which you are seeing on these walls. Krishna, he did not bother about this and that, just he performed all leelas. That's why Krishna is called Leela Purushottam, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And then Ram Bhagavan came. Ram Bhagavan, he came and ideal human being. He did not show, whenever it was necessary, he showed. Otherwise, he was showing how you will not be tempted by adharma, how you will not be tempted by sense gratification, how you are not tempted by power, position, wealth. Ram has everything, but he was very religious, very ideal, very fair. Can there be any person who can be fair as Ram? Not possible. Where is God? He left everything to the forest. He left his wife, who is very chaste. He left. And he left the position of a king. Left. Because he wanted to follow ideal dharma. He doesn't want any positions or like that. It's like Ram is called what? Ram is called Maryada Purushottam. Ram is worried about Maryada. Like Sita, she was chaste. But somebody said, some dhobi, washerman said, "No, I am not like Ram to keep a woman who is away from home for..." Then Ram was in shock. Sita was the most chaste lady in the entire universe. But this guy, this loose washerman, he said, "I am not like Ram to keep a woman who is out of the house for so many days." My God. That means he's saying that Ram is after woman. Indirectly, Ram is after. But so many people wanted to marry Ram. But Ram said, Ekapatni Vrata. Actually, king can accept many wives. Nothing is wrong if Ram accepts many wives, like many kings. Like Dasarathi has accepted many kings. Ram, as a king, he can accept because he can maintain them. He can take care of them. But because people imitate, Ram did not want to do that. If I do it, everybody, Ram married, why I should not marry? So, Ram came to establish ideal human being. So, although he could marry, he said, no. Everybody will follow my path. And then they create mess. So, Ram said, I will only keep one wife. Then he accepted one wife. And so Ram is only concerned about Maryada, Dharma. Dharma Murtivan. Ram is incarnation, personified Dharma. Nobody can follow Dharma like Ram, not possible. Careful about every word. So it is said, one word, one arrow, one wife, Ram. the arrow doesn't miss the target. So, one word. That means whatever he speaks, that cannot be argued. It must be correct. Ram was like that. So, that's called Maryada Purushottam, Bhagavan Sri Ram. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga. Krishna came in Dwapara, Ram came in Treta Yuga, Krishna came in Dwapara Yuga, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his avatar is known as what? Audarya Purushottam Bhagavan Gaurangadeva. Audarya. Audarya in Telugu means Udar. That means no one can be as gracious, as charitable, as merciful, as kind as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's a, we sing a song. What is that? Parama Karuna Bahudu Ijana Nitai Gaura Chandra Savavatara Sarasi Ramani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Savavatara. Of all the incarnations of God, there is no incarnation like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How can you prove? How can you prove? Because Krishna killed demons, Ram killed demons, Narasimha Swami killed demons, and Balaram killed demons, Parasuram killed demons. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not kill demons. He made demons into devotees. No incarnation of God has done like that. All other incarnations protect the devotees, kill the demons. That was the policy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, killing nobody, but demoniac people, you help them. You make them devotees. That means he delivered. Other incarnation killed the demons. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered the demons. That means demons also, like we are all demons. We are all demons. But by chanting Hare Krishna, we are becoming devotees. We are worthy for being killed. But because we have taken shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are not getting physically killed, but our demoniac characteristics, they are getting killed. That means you are becoming a devotee. You are becoming a devata. You are becoming a divine personality. Huh? So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Audarya Purushottam Bhagavan Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So as Kali Yuga, people are living short life, people are struggling, people have no good qualities, and people are quarrelsome, and people are fraud type in Kali Yuga, everybody. So only by taking shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there is hope. That's why there is no hope if you don't take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no hope if you don't chant his name. Repeat. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gauramattaruna. Simply follow in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all his life, I'll stop here, say one more story. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not come like Ram and Krishna? Why he came like a devotee? He came in the form of a devotee. He did not bring Kodandapani. He did not bring Chakra. He came like a devotee. Why did he come like that? Because in Kali Yuga people are so stupid. People are so foolish. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes with this thing, everybody will also say, I am also God. They say. So he did not come to say, I am God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and told, I am a devotee. No, you also have to say, I am a devotee. Then you become a devotee by following the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, that's why nowadays Bhagavan Sai Baba, Bhagavan Nair Baba, Bhagavan Ankar Baba, Bhagavan Sai Baba, this that. Because everybody, they are thinking, if I get little power, I will also be God. If I understand that I am Atma, I am God. People are thinking like that. But God is God. You cannot become God. God cannot become. God is already there. God is always there. Whether he is a fish, whether he is a tortoise, whether he is a swine, whether he is God. In any shape, God is God. Or in any age. A Krishna was God even as a child. Nothing could stop him. It is God. So people cannot become God. It is the height of illusion. And we don't need any new gods. Or anybody can become gods like that. Not possible. For God, there is no second. There is no competition for God. He can say, I want to be God. You cannot get the power of God. God is only single. If Shiva cannot become God, Ganesh become, he cannot become God. He can get powers. He can get powers from Krishna. And for us, Shiva may look like God. But there's only one supreme individual. That's the definition of God. Iswara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. This world, there is no competition, there is no confusion. One person's control is there. So that means everything is under his control. Iswara Parama Krishna, Parama, is the supreme controller. So tomorrow we'll continue with the birth and activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose Jayanti, appearance day, will be celebrating on March 12th, Gaur Jayanti, our appearance day of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, at 10 o'clock, kindly everybody gather, is anaprasana. And again, at 11 o'clock, another anaprasana. Let's start kirtan here. I will come. Hare Krishna.